Greetings on game day eve. Next on BYUSN, 14th ranked BYU football ready for a Big Cat showdown and big noon kickoff. What's on the line for the Cougars aside from just a win or loss? Fox Sports' Joel Klatt and Brady Quinn both join the show to preview the clash with Arizona. They both answer, is BYU a legitimate Big 12 contender?
Men's Hoops is picked 9th in the Big 12 coaches' preseason poll. Is that too high, too low, or just right? And our Big 12 Pick'em guest pick for the week is Ashley Hatch. Is she as elite at picking Big 12 games as she is at scoring goals?
We're going to find out. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Friday, October 11th. I am Spencer Linton alongside a man who dreams of becoming a Utah sports historian, Jerem Jordan.
Brigham is not enough. Need to expand my horizons, perhaps. What a week for sports in Utah. So FS1 does the women's volleyball match last night. Big noon kickoff going to be here for the first time for BYU in Arizona tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 local time. Awesome. The game's on Fox in Provo. Fox hasn't been to Provo, from my reckoning, ever. FS1 has, but not Fox. The Utah Hockey Club debuts and wins. Nice win over the Islanders in overtime last night, by the way. PJ Tour event. In Black Desert Championship, which is crazy difficult, apparently. And a massive recruiting weekend because you've got high profile guys in hoops, football, and otherwise coming in this weekend. It is a massive week for BYU and sports in Utah.
BYU is at the center of it. Ryan Smith, the owner of that Utah Hockey Club. Obviously, you chronicled the games that are being broadcast that feature BYU, but even the Black Desert Championship. The PGA Tour is doing all these features on Utah golfers like Patrick Fishburne. He talks about playing with Zach Blair and how it was a turning point in his career. So really fun to watch BYU athletes get some well-deserved publicity.
This state continues to grow in a million ways. And in sports, it's becoming big time. It's pretty awesome. Let's get that Major League Baseball team in here.
Hey, all the reason to rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Saturday against Arizona, which is a sellout, by the way.
The BYU defense is only giving up an average of 17 points per game.
Jake Retzlaff has had a better year and been a better quarterback than Noah Fafita.
There will be opportunities for this ground game to get going.
I'm excited for this game. We all are. Let's go.
We're about to give you a BYU-Arizona preview that you're not going to get anywhere else. We are asking a simple question that has a very complex answer, and that is, what's on the line exactly for BYU against the Wildcats of Arizona tomorrow?
I keep thinking about the movie The Internship. They're like, yeah, I upload it on the line. No, you just say online. No, on the line. This is actually what's on
the line.
We are asking,
yes, this is literal. What is on the line?
You might be watching this on the line. Who knows?
Jerem, let's start with this little nugget. Big 12 championship contention? Is that on the line tomorrow?
You certainly could lose and win out and still be in that, Spencer. But I don't believe that if BYU loses tomorrow that they will eventually contend for a title. Because I think in the Big 12, I think if you lose tomorrow, you're probably headed towards that 9-3 projection.
Or even against Oklahoma State, in my opinion. You got to be 7-0 for me to legitimately think there's enough wiggle room there to be a Big 12 championship contender.
Because I think one of the championship teams will be a two-loss team. So if you can get to 7-0, Arizona, Oklahoma State. By the way, we're playing two games in the next 8 days here, right? Next Friday, it's game day. We'll be live from
the
stadium.
And in wildly different climates.
Yeah, it's going to be 48, high of 48 that day. What are we
against
doing?
Against Oklahoma State.
What are we doing? I think you need to beat Arizona to feel confident that hope and that dream can still continue. I don't see a situation where BYU loses at home to Arizona. It's one of the more winnable games left on the schedule, albeit difficult. Houston probably the most, but like, Arizona at home, I like this as the second easiest, probably third to Oklahoma State and Houston. Easiest game. Take care of business. The dream continues.
Yes. Momentum and belief are at full throttle right now for BYU.
Yep.
If they lose to Arizona, that takes a significant hit.
Yeah.
Now, it almost feels like it comes to, in a way, a screeching halt.
It's not done, but it's headed that direction.
Yes.
Because it's like, there are tougher games coming up.
Now, you're cruising on the freeway at a safe speed, 95 miles an hour.
This is what happened a few minutes ago for you,
I
believe.
If you're BYU,
right?
But if BYU loses to Arizona, you have hit significant traffic. Not saying you can't get through traffic, but it has been slowed. Now,
which is Lehigh for you on your way home.
Every stinking day, bane of my existence. But you don't let's just stay in the fast lane, clear and easy, beat Arizona, and then that belief and that momentum continues.
Okay, number two, a 10-win season. Is that on the line?
Again, technically speaking, no. BYU could lose to Arizona and lose another game and still have a 10-win season. We're calling it regular season, by the way. We're not including a bowl game
here. We don't
know
what's going to happen.
So, no, technically they could lose this game, but I have said for a long time, and I believe you're with me in this opinion, that it's about getting through the Oklahoma State game unscathed, and then my expectation is 10 wins.
I agree.
An expectation, not just a hope, but like I believe BYU will at that point, they will win 10 games.
It would be disappointing not to. That's what we're saying.
You start 7-0.
If you get to 7-0. Take care of business at home. Lavelle Edwards Stadium, tough place to play. Let's go. Beat Arizona, beat Oklahoma State, and keep it going.
Yes, if BYU can go undefeated at home and that magic home field advantage really returns.
Then you still could lose one or two games and be in the mix for the Big 12 title game at UCF, at Utah, at Arizona State, who have all shown that those are quality, tough opponents. UCF lost two in a row, not as good the last couple weeks as we thought. At Utah, it's going to be tough no matter what Utah's record is. I know they dropped a game to Arizona. That's going to be a tough game. BYU hasn't won up there since 2006. Make it 2024. And then Arizona State's much improved. By the way, Utah-Arizona State, really interesting game tonight.
Tonight.
Cam Rising starting, they say.
Is McMurphy right? Is our friend Brett McMurphy right? Is he going to play? All right, number three.
Who cares?
A top 10 ranking in the AP poll. Is that on the line tonight?
No. Even if BYU wins, I don't see BYU in the top 10. There's not enough team, unless it's last week, when six of the top 11 lost. I'm keeping an eye on Ole Miss, ranked ninth, at 13th ranked LSU. That one certainly is interesting.
Are BYU fans Tigers fans at that point?
Or because LSU probably jumps into the top 10.
Do they want Ole Miss to be LSU? Because then BYU surely would jump LSU.
Yes, but I don't think into the top 10. I think if BYU wins, they're like up to 12 or something. Iowa State, ranked number 11 at West Virginia, is interesting to me.
Mountaineers fans?
Did they lose, and if BYU wins, now you're the highest-ranked Big 12 team, which is pretty wild halfway through the season.
You're giving us some rootables, and I love it.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, the rootables. That's right. I don't believe top 10's on the line. I don't think BYU gets in. Unless you beat Kansas State, Arizona, like you did Kansas State, and there's some chaos. That's the scenario.
You need some chaos this week.
Yeah.
But I do believe that if BYU is going to be ranked at any point in the top 10 this season, they have to beat Arizona. They have to continue this course. Mm. Because if you lose to Arizona, you drop down, and then the opportunities get tougher going to UCF and Utah after Oklahoma State.
Chances are you lose one of those
two. If BYU lost to Arizona, they'd probably fall to 23, 24. I mean, maybe as low as 25.
That far.
10 spot. You're at home. And you're a clear favorite.
Well, four. It's not a huge number.
I just think that they'd probably drop 8 to 10 spots.
That'd be precipitous.
And then it would take a lot to get back up near the top 10. So if BYU is at any point going to be ranked in the top 10, I feel like this is their best opportunity right now. Beat Arizona, beat Oklahoma State, you'll be a top 10 team going to Orlando.
Win the next two, and then you're right there if you're not in. Let's go. Number four, guaranteeing bowl eligibility.
Yes, that is something that's actually on the line.
Obviously on the line. This is such a non-story now because BYU's 5-0 that we left it to number four. Yes. Okay, next one. Because last year, BYU's 5-2. They lost the last five, blah, blah, blah. That ain't this year.
It is not pretty remarkable. Year. I mean, we laughed each other to scorn at the idea that, hey, well, maybe BYU will be bowl eligible after six games, 6-0. Nobody thought that.
Yeah, seriously.
Now it is literally a win on Saturday away from becoming a reality, which is wild.
That is wild.
Six games in, bowl eligible.
Come on.
That can happen with a win over Arizona.
Do it.
Number five, the day game trend and the concerns around it returning. Is that on the line?
Well, let's be honest. If you have a 10-game losing streak and then you win once, it's not over. Like, the streak is over, but, like, you have to continue to win during the day to offset that. Right now it's one win in your last 11. If you lose this, it's one in the last 12. And even if you win, it's two in the last 12, Spence. I think BYU needs to win to offset the day game, night game thing. I don't know.
Can we put it to bed if BYU beats Arizona tomorrow? Can we put it to bed? Like, they won
I
at Baylor
so.
And they beat Arizona.
It's two in a row, like, which isn't like
that's not a thing anymore.
Well, it's certainly headed in the right direction. I'm not sure we can completely put it away.
We should note, 2021, Boise State, BYU was 5-0. Cougars were a heavy favorite. Lost that game. 2022, Arkansas comes in afternoon game. BYU wasn't the favorite in that game, but it was close. BYU lost that game.
Got worked.
2023, yeah. Oklahoma, day game, Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Didn't win that game. This has been a team of trend breaking. Let's hope that BYU continues
positive
that, right? They've been
breaking.
The code breakers, if you will.
Yeah.
They're figuring things out, and they've beaten trends. So
continue it.
Make
it happen. Defend Lavelle Edwards Stadium, man. Let's go.
Our question of the day. What's on the line tomorrow for BYU football against Arizona? We've given you our thoughts, five different little mini subjects there. What do you think is on the line? @itsrise_Cooper on X says, if we as fans want those potential blue-goggled results, BYU has to win this game.
Yeah, it's a winnable game at home. BYU's a favorite in this game at home. BYU hasn't always been a favorite in some of the P4 games. BYU 5-0 against the spread, by the way.
I want to wear the blue goggles for at least a few weeks longer.
I want to get them tattooed on my face, Post Malone style.
Will you get blue goggles tattooed if BYU wins a national championship?
National championship?
If they win the Big 12.
I can't guarantee tattoo on this program. Come on, man. Okay. Men's basketball was picked to finish 9th in the Big 12 coaches preseason poll. Is that how do you like your coaches poll porridge, Spence?
Okay.
Too high, too low, or just right?
I love this. I personally believe it's a little too low. It's unfavorable to BYU, but maybe it's favorable because it's worse than I expected them to be picked in the coach spot. I thought they'd come in at least in the top half.
Mm.
7 or 8 is kind of where I anticipated. I know a lot of people are excited about Cincinnati and what they're bringing back and Texas Tech, but the Kansas State thing, jumping BYU after this incredible recruiting period, I don't know. Clearly the coaches are like, well, Kevin Young needs to prove it. He's a first-year head coach with all this talent.
And it's several freshmen for BYU.
Yes.
I'm with you. I was hoping for probably 7th or 8th. You're the first of the next 8 on the graphic. We always talk about be on the left side of the graphic.
That was a thing for us last year. Be on the left side of the graphic.
Yeah, BYU's on the right side preseason. I love this because, again, what do we love here? We love being underrated and underappreciated. And, we want to show them that we're better.
So it's just right in that regard.
It's probably just right, just right, as they say in the book. Top 5 would be crazy because that top 5, they're all in the top 10. BYU should not be in the top 5. Should they have been kind of 6th or 7th or 8th? Maybe. But, again, it's a first-year head coach with several freshmen. This is new to us. We're not used to having like NBA talent freshmen who could be one and done. Who's the only person that could have done that? Sean Bradley was the only kind of one and done possibility. And even then, we didn't think about that. In the early 90s, goes on a mission, goes to the NBA, and so on. This is new territory for us. So this will be great. What our expectations relative to where they actually finished, now that's different. But with the Big 12 poll, 9th, yeah, show them what's up.
Are you ready for some irrational math?
Always.
I shared it with you yesterday.
Yeah.
BYU was picked 13th in the Big 12 last year. They were 6th seed in the NCAA tournament. So, +7. So, if that trend continues, which of course it will.
2 seed.
BYU was picked 9th. They'll go +7 to be a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament.
I'm hoping for, higher, but I would take a 4 or 5 seed. But because real quick, if BYU, do we think this team's going to be better than last year? It's a resounding yes, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. Then you need to be higher than a 6 seed. You need to be at least a 5. If not a 4. Now you ensure that you have a more winnable first-round game. Granted, Duquesne should have won that too. And then in the second round, you're playing a team close to what you are.
Just give me a 4 or 5 matchup on a Thursday, Saturday in that bracket.
Right?
So BYU doesn't slide.
Get to the Sweet 16, and we all call it a great success. Get Yegor Demon in the top 14 as a lottery pick. Get Cannon Catchings in there somewhere. And that is the perfect season for BYU.
Mm.
Then you continue to recruit at a high level. You keep it going. You keep bringing in quality players. You retain, hopefully, the core. And now you're building something. That's the hope for this season. And really high expectations, though, for a first-year head coach in college. Granted, we think a great one.
Sure.
Not a good one, a great one. And the roster is full of several freshmen who are new to not only the country, but college basketball and BYU. So it's hard to sort of justify the extreme talent with some of those factors, but we will do that because we expect this team to be great.
Yes, I believe that BYU will show that they are better than the 9th-place team in the Big 12. The glorious part about this is they have plenty of opportunities to prove it. 20 conference games this year. 20!
It's a lot. I put out a poll. What do you think of BYU finishing 9th? Way underrated. Won at 57%. Next was, who the freak cares? So that's where we sit.
Yeah, they'll finish in the top half. I fully expect them.
I think it'd be very disappointing not to. Very disappointing. Granted, you'd still be in the tourney if you were ninth, and you'd still be a single digit seed.
Most likely. 16-team conference. It's so strong, they might get 10 teams in the tournament.
Absolutely. Okay, game day tomorrow coming up, BYU in Arizona. Big time stuff. BYUSN game day starts at 2 Eastern on BYU TV. Cougar pregame live, same time on BYU Radio. BYU in Arizona, 4 Eastern on Fox and BYU Radio.
I always love it when we have a first-time big national guest on the show. And up next, Joel Klatt is that man. He's on the call for Fox Sports. What does the former Colorado quarterback stand out think of BYU's quarterback? And does he think that BYU is a legitimate Big 12 contender? This is BYUSN.
Just make a statement every week.
As of right now, as of this second, I think BYU is the best resume in the country.
BYU has earned the right to be in this position.
They have looked like the defense that Jay Hill was going to bring in.
Getting the bowl eligibility validates everything that they've been doing.
We are live in Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. Happy Friday, everyone. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. It is our pleasure now to welcome in Fox College football analyst, insider, and all-around great man. And I need to quote this from his biography, a man who finished his career as the school's all-time leader in passing yards, 7,375 yards at Colorado. He is Joel Klatt. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, Joel.
I actually thought you were going to say, let me read this from his bio. One-time Idaho Falls Padre who got ejected when playing the Provo Angels in Provo. I thought that's where we were going.
That was slated for later.
How you guys doing?
Yeah. Lingering taste you've had from Provo. Hopefully we can get you a Cougar tail and enjoy it. But first time at Lavelle Edwards Stadium for Big Noon Kickoff, for Fox. This is big time. Welcome to town. What are you hoping for and expecting in a big game with Arizona and BYU?
Well, I agree with what you guys were just kind of saying there, that little music video montage. I think BYU is an excellent team, guys. Like, this is probably one of two or three teams in the country that I think has achieved at a high level and no one talks about them. And you look at some of these wins that they have now with Kansas State and SMU, and you're like, oh, okay. Like, they're building something really special. I can't wait to be – I've never actually covered a game in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. I've always admired it from afar, just watching as a college football fan, the environment that is created here. So I can't wait to experience it myself. And this is a team that I don't think any of us really thought a lot of to begin the season, unfortunately. And now we're having to totally readjust and recalibrate what we think about BYU. I think they're getting really solid quarterback play. Their defense is outstanding. And, you know, that I would be surprised, judging by what this team has in front of them, I would be surprised if they're not at least in it, you know, with a chance to go to the Big 12 championship game.
Joel Klatt of Fox Sports is on BYU Sports Nation. You alluded to it a moment ago. You talked about Jake Retzlaff and some solid quarterback play for BYU. What do you make of the quarterback matchup overall in this showdown? Because statistically speaking, Joel, Jake Retzlaff has in many ways outperformed Noah Fifita, which is crazy in and of itself. But what do you make of tomorrow's quarterback matchup?
No, he has. He has. I think that that's totally fair. So let me start with Noah. Okay, so Noah has forced it. And that's what happens. You know, you kind of make an announcement at a basketball game, and there's so much hype surrounding him coming back along with Teteroa McMillan. And rightly so. I mean, they are tremendous players, you know, obviously. But you can tell that there is a fair amount of pressing going on the field. And he needs to curb that and just let the offense come to him. When he lets the offense come to him, they're very dangerous. I mean, they can march up and down the field. They are a very dangerous team. Look at what they did. You know, they were able to beat Utah and Utah, which is just not an easy thing to do. On the opposite side, I've been so impressed with Retzlaff, in particular with his ability to continue to move the football and be effective, even though they've had such a committee of running backs. And you know, I wouldn't say that they have been dominant or even overly consistent running the football, but he's been able to keep it on the tracks. Now, it helps when you're playing quality defense. It helps when you get touchdowns out of the special teams and out of the defense. All of that helps, and it's complimentary. But as a young player, I think he's got a really bright future. I think he's got a high ceiling. You can tell the ball comes out of his hands really well. And I think he makes pretty good decisions. You know, when I'm watching the film, I don't see him go backwards with his eyes. I know that that might sound strange, but like, for instance, Fifita went backwards a couple of times with his eyes. He was like, 1, 2, 3, 2. It's like, you can't do that playing quarterback. And I don't see that from Jake. I think he's done a nice job.
What kind of Arizona team do you expect? Because the one that beat Utah, hey, that everyone has respect for that win. But the performance at Kansas State on a Friday night a couple weeks ago was like, whoa, what was that, 31-7? And then Texas Tech at home, they're just banging in field goals all night, can't finish drives. They lose at home to Texas Tech, who is also a good team. What version of Arizona are you expecting?
Well, I always plan for the good version. You know, I'm sure you guys are hoping for the bad version. They're banged up. I'm interested to see what they can put on the field from a defensive standpoint. And because of that, I think it's going to be a game that if Arizona wants to win this game, I do believe it's going to have to be a high scoring game, which is difficult when you're talking about this BYU defense. So, you know, I expect Fifita and McMillan to play better. Normally, when you get veteran guys that struggle one week, they're going to come back and play better the next week just because they've got a week of correcting those mistakes. They go back to the film room. All of that makes sense to me. I'm expecting them to play well offensively. I don't know what to expect on their defensive side. So if Arizona wants to win, I think that the game has to be in the 30s.
Joel, let's say BYU wins the game. They get to 6-0, and incredibly, through six games, they're bowl eligible and have surpassed last season's win total. At what point do you have, what does BYU need to do for you to say, okay, not only could they compete to get in the Big 12 title game, but this might be a team that can get into the college football playoff?
Well, that's the beauty about this system, is that if you can get into that game, then it's 60 minutes to go. And so if that, you know, I'm going to start in November on my program, I'm going to start weekly just putting up an entire list of the teams that are alive for the college football playoff. BYU is going to be one of those because they're alive for a conference championship. So previously we would say like, oh, I don't know, all these things have to happen. These dominoes have to fall. Nothing has to fall. BYU's in complete control of their own destiny. They don't even have to go undefeated. They just need to get to the Big 12 championship game, and then you've got 60 minutes to go to the playoff. That's what I love about this system, and I think that's what a fan base like BYU should be so excited about in terms of a year like this. It's real. And I don't know if you would feel like it's real even as an undefeated in the previous system.
Why do you say that? Dive into that a little more.
Because in the previous system, as far back as they started, you would probably have to be an undefeated. And as much as I love this team, like, they're still 18 to 22 year olds. So I think BYU is going to lose along the way. All right. Maybe not for sure. Maybe not 100%. That's what the odds would tell you. And if BYU with a loss, even as a conference championship winner in a 4-team playoff, I don't know, it's a coin flip. You know, you would have probably a 2-loss SEC team that would be pounding the table and they would be lobbying for it, or even a Big Ten team. So you can't guarantee that you're going to go unless you're perfect. To me, that's way too narrow of a path. So to me, this is way more real this year than in previous years. And yeah, it helps that you're undefeated, but it doesn't even matter, which is, to me, the best part. So you just keep plugging away, get yourself to that conference championship game, and if you win it, you go.
We were hoping for a bowl game plus, and here we sit at 5-0, BYU gets to 6. Like, yeah, this has been awesome. The regular season, while you could argue has been diminished in some way, I think it's been awesome. This has been great. So
I would disagree. I think the regular season's been better.
That's what I was saying. It has
it's
not
real
diminished.
For more teams. We didn't lose any level of hype or importance surrounding that Bama Georgia game. We're not losing any hype Oregon Ohio State game. Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll still think Penn State Ohio State's a monster. And yet, like, you come here to Provo in October and it's a two-loss Arizona and undefeated BYU, and they're like, this is monumental. Because even Arizona is still alive with only one loss in the conference. Remember, that Kansas State game is not a league game for them.
Yep.
So it's important for both teams. So this notion that the regular season was going to be diminished, I always felt like was a false flag, if you will, and it's certainly played out that way.
Joel Klatt of Fox Sports on BYU Sports Nation on a Football Friday as we look ahead to Arizona and BYU tomorrow. Okay, Joel, how do we make your return trip to Provo a little bit better compared to being ejected as an Idaho Falls Padre?
I'm holding everyone hostage here in the car. They don't want to get out because we're on the air. So I'm just going to get out myself. Okay, say that again.
How do we make this return trip to Provo better than being ejected in a minor league baseball game?
What do you need?
What do you need from us?
Oh man, atmosphere. I just need atmosphere. Well, I mean, look at this place.
I know.
I'm like, this is incredible. I really enjoy it here. I grew up in Denver, so like this is the type of climate that I'm used to and enjoy. To me, it's all about atmosphere. So bring it in the stadium when you're talking about Saturday night and the crowd or I guess Saturday afternoon. That's what will make it memorable for me is if we have a raucous environment.
I love it. We may have to deliver you an 18-inch long maple bar donut known as a cougar tail as well. That may make its way up to the broadcast booth.
Guys, do you guys know that I consider myself a donut aficionado. I love donuts.
We've got a donut for you. Yeah.
I race to the airport every single Saturday to get home by Saturday night so that I can wake up early Sunday morning, get donuts for my boys before we go to church. So, like, if you showed up with a cougar tail, I would be forever in your debt.
Joel, donuts, church, football, you fit in here, bro.
You welcome.
I was going to say, I mean, look at me. I got the blonde hair. God, goodness gracious.
Elder Klatt out here.
Joel, it's great to catch up with you. We know, obviously, you're very busy. Wish you the best in your meetings with the coaches. Enjoy Provo, we'll look forward to your call tomorrow.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
You got it. Joel Klatt of Fox Sports on BYU Sports Nation. Get that man a cougar tail tomorrow in the broadcast booth.
He did a really nice job of taking a second for us because they're on their way to meetings to meet with BYU.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the parking lot of the student-athlete building in the Smithfield House. We appreciate the time. That was fun. Number 23, women's volleyball, taking on number 17, TCU, tomorrow night, 9 Eastern on ESPN+. Big win for the ladies last night as they swept Baylor, who's number 18.
After the break, a huge Friday show continues with another former high-level quarterback. It's Brady Quinn of Big Noon Kickoff. Does he view BYU as a Big 12 contender already? The one-on-one next on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B on a game day eve. Now, in case you missed it, Big Noon Kickoff, Fox National, and their pregame show is in Provo tomorrow, ready to rock for BYU in Arizona. As part of that crew, Brady Quinn is making his way to Provo, and I had an opportunity to speak with the former Notre Dame and NFL quarterback yesterday to get his thoughts on Jake Retzlaff, Noah Fifita, that quarterback matchup, and is he already buying BYU as a Big 12 championship contender right now, one-on-one with Brady Quinn?
Brady, you are a man who understands the power of Lavelle Edwards Stadium and what BYU football means in the Provo, Utah area. So let's just begin there. What do you remember about playing at Lavelle Edwards Stadium and in that two-game series against BYU?
Yeah, so I thought I played him 3 years. We played him my freshman.
Maybe played him three, that's right.
Freshman, sophomore, junior year. And I don't know why we didn't work out the senior year, but I remember my only trip to Provo was back in 2004. And honestly, you know, the prior season, we had a terrible season. I got to start probably from like the fourth game on. So I think we played BYU later on that season, got the win that year. But, you know, we were so fixated on Michigan that year because Michigan had beat us really bad in week two of that season. And I remember the entire offseason was like 38 reps of everything because that's how many points Michigan had scored. And we got to Provo, we got in the game, and we were like woefully prepared. I mean, the different scheme, the blitz packages, the coverages, We never got to beat BYU that whole night. I think the score was probably closer than it felt. You know, I think we got our butts kicked, man. That was an awesome atmosphere. I just remember how scenic it was too, kind of sitting up amongst the mountains. But I mean, I would say as far as the scenery of it, it was awesome. I mean, the fan base was loud. It was crazy. I know just for the Big 12 purposes, I think it's maybe the biggest or one of the biggest stadiums in the Big 12 now for BYU. So just thinking back to them, it was a tough environment. And obviously we didn't come out with the victory in the end. So no doubt about it, this will be a big time challenge for Arizona.
Brady Quinn is with us on BYU Sports Nation and will play a huge part for Fox's Big Noon kickoff from 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. What do you anticipate the environment will be on Saturday morning with BYU number 14 in the country, 5-0, and one of the clear shockers of college football thus far?
Yeah, I mean, that's the amazing part about BYU's story this season, is I think because of how they finished last season, you know, a lot of people sometimes are kind of, I don't want to say lazy in their approach, but they just go, well, clearly this team can't be one of the better in college football. And I think they were picked to finish, what, 13th before the season started. And here we are. You know, they're 14th right now in the country. They're undefeated. They stomped Kansas State, who's one of the best teams in the Big 12. You know, you look at their win earlier this season versus SMU, that looks better and better and better. So I think it's going to be a crazy environment. And I think it should be. Like, this is a legit team that's contending for the Big 12 championship and a spot to go in the college football playoffs. So every single game matters. You know, every single one, that's part of your resume to make a case over, whether it's the SEC, Big Ten, ACC. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Now, as you look at BYU, how do you feel like that defense with defensive coordinator Jay Hill, which has taken big strides this year, is suited to face the likes of Fifita and Tater O'McMillan?
Well, they're one of the best teams at not allowing the big play. They do a great job of getting off the field on third down. You know, they've got a group that can get a variety with a group of guys that get a variety of pressure too, with the way they go about, you know, putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And Fifita is one of those smaller quarterbacks too, where, you know, especially with the size of the defensive front for BYU, you don't have to necessarily get to him. You just got to be able to get your hands up and kind of get in those throwing lanes. And he doesn't have really anywhere to seeing where he's trying to throw the football. And oftentimes that's what leads to interceptions. So, you know, BYU knows that. I mean, you go back to some of the bigger wins, talking about Kansas State. I mean, that game flipped in like 5.5 minutes of play, in large part because of a fumble return for a touchdown, interception there in the second half too, to set up one. So that's been part of the story, I think, of Jay Hill's defense. And by the way, this is the first chance we've really got to talk, you know, about BYU and be here, you know, have a presence in Provo. And obviously we're obviously thinking about Jay Hill on the heart attack, everything he went through at the beginning of the season. A lot of us were obviously concerned. I think some people had reached out too. So glad to see that he's doing well. He's recovered. And obviously this defense is playing at a high level.
Brady, I'm not sure what people make of, and this includes BYU fans, quarterback Jake Retzlaff. I think and for a lot of people, the verdict is still out on him, even though statistically speaking, when you look at what he's done this season compared to Noah Fifita, Jake Retzlaff has outperformed Noah Fifita, which is just crazy. So what do you make of Jake Retzlaff right now, and almost like this slow tendency to embrace him as the next guy at BYU?
Yeah, I think, you know, every step, because he's had an interesting journey to get to BYU, you know, every step along the way, I think he's probably proved a lot of doubters wrong. You know, some people kind of look at his size, stature, you know, demeanor and all that, and they're just like, you know, how's this guy doing this? But, you know, I think the way they spread around the football too within the offense, to me, is one of the things that stands out. What, 15 different guys have scored a touchdown this year. And, you know, his dual threat ability, his ability to also run the football and create plays with his legs, I think make him extremely dangerous. So he's going to be a ton of fun to watch. You know, I think as he continues to play, he'll only continue to grow and get more comfortable within the system, the offense. But I think the thing that stands out to me the most is he's one of the best in college football play action pass, in particular, throw downfield Chase Roberts. Like, those guys have a tremendous connection. Like, at the end of the day, I think if BYU wins this game, like that 1-2 punch you're talking about as far as that connection, it's not going to be Noah Fifita and T-Mac. It's probably going to end up being, everyone talking about, you know, Jake and hooking up with Chase Roberts downfield, because that's kind of been more the story for their passing game and how things have worked out.
I've had a few people ask me, Spencer, what do you think Urban Meyer is feeling as he returns to BYU? And I'm like, he's one of the greatest personalities in all of college football television, first and foremost. So I'm stoked to have Urban there. But yes, notably in his past, he was playing and coaching for Utah, and that significant rivalry is back. So what are the early impressions you've gotten from your good friend Urban Meyer as he returns to Provo, Utah, of all places?
Well, obviously, Matt and Mark have been here, neither has Rob. So we're trying to give them a sense of like what it's like. We're like, no, like you have to understand, it's going to be an awesome environment. The only problem with Coach has been pushing everyone at Fox behind the scenes to get to Utah. He wasn't trying to go to Provo. He's trying to go to the University of Utah, obviously. So he wanted to get back to his familiar grounds. He didn't want to have to go back to enemy territory. But we're all excited to be here. Obviously, just the setting itself, a new venue for us, a new crowd base or fan base that we haven't been able to take part in kind of sharing and talking about the game of football we all love. So that's the biggest thing for us. Like, we're just excited about a new opportunity to kind of share our show and put together a show and obviously a fun time with everyone.
Brady, as we finish up, I think, and again, I'm speaking collectively for what feels like a pretty good portion of BYU's fan base, just my interactions with them. Again, they're almost hesitant to buy into BYU being a legitimate Big 12 championship contender. And they're not quite ready to throw on the blue goggles. So at what point, if BYU beats Arizona and then beats Oklahoma State, like for you, at what point do you take them seriously as a contender to be in that Big 12 championship game?
I do right now. You know, I have a lot of respect for Kansas State's program and, you know, Coach Klieman and the way he's built that thing up. Avery Johnson's a heck of a player there, and they're one of the more complete teams. And BYU drummed them. And again, I know it was kind of a fast kind of turnaround in that game, but nonetheless, I mean, that was a pounding. And I think SMU is a good football team. So as I stated before, like when you stack up and look at BYU's resume so far, what they've done compared to some of the teams out there, I think by the end of the season, like they're going to have a great case. Even if they ended up being a one-loss team, that one loss happens to the Big 12 championship, I think of still being able to get into the college football playoff because of the strength of schedule and the difficulty of who they played. So I'm buying into this team. I think if they continue to play the way they have so far this season, you know, there'll be some tough challenges ahead, some off days ahead, but they've got to continue to keep finding a way to win. And that's what Jake's kind of done at quarterback so far, man. He's a playmaker. He'll find a way to win.
Brady, you realize that when everybody hears this, that now you will have like a million more BYU followers, right? Like when they hear that sentiment.
I would just say this. I have a lot of respect for Coach Satake. I've known him for a long time. And just when I had the opportunities to call some of BYU's games when he first took over, you could tell the passion. You could tell the vision that he had for this program, how he wanted to build it. And this is like that year where you kind of look at it and go, like a couple of years ago, like look at TCU. Like look at the magical run they had. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself in saying that, but it feels like there's something special going on in Provo. And it feels like Kalani's got this thing like where he wants it to be right now. So, again, I'm not trying to speak in hyperbole too soon. A lot's happened so far in college football this year. It's the month of October. There's some spooky things that go on. So I don't get too far ahead of myself, but why not BYU? You know, why can't BYU be that team that surprised a lot of people and ends up being the team that very, very similar to TCU when it playing for national championship was a team that was not picked to finish anywhere close to the top of the Big 12 that year.
Brady, we appreciate the time, my friend. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday and be well.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Spencer.
Let's get Brady some blue goggles. Let's go. Tune in to BYU TV for BYU Sports Nation post-game show featuring your boy Spencer Linton with all the latest and greatest interviews from the field immediately following the end of the BYU and Arizona game.
After the break, our Big 12 Pick'em guest speaker, or picker I should say, is an elite goal scorer. But can she pick Big 12 games at an elite level? Ashley Hatch joins the program next on BYUSN. BYU Sports Nation continues live from Studio B. Let's take a look at how our guest pickers have done collectively in our Big 12 Pick'em segment as we move into this portion of the show.
The silver medalist, Kenneth Rooks. How about that? 5-2, your boy Kevin Young, 4-3. Jimmer Fredette tied for second. Jonathan Tavernieri right behind him. Craig Bolajack did not have a great day, but our next guest could take the pie.
Yes, there are only five games to pick here, so her record is going to have to be determined by win percentage.
Yeah. Yep.
And our Big 12 guest picker is none other than the elite Ashley Hatch. Due to her busy schedule and the National Women's Soccer League's final month of the regular season, we spoke with her yesterday, and she made her picks for this week.
Our guest picker for BYU Sports Nation this week is none other than the BYU women's soccer legend, Team USA legend, and National Women's Soccer League legend, Ashley Hatch, who also happens to hail from the state of Arizona. Ashley, welcome to our Big 12 Pick'em segment.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
First things first, you're in the midst of another very busy professional soccer season. So how are things going overall? From our vantage point, it looks like it's amazing, but let's hear it from you.
Yeah, things are going well. We've already made playoffs, so that's super exciting. We've got a couple games left in the season, so just pushing for some more wins so we can get more playoff home games. But yeah, things are going well. Excited for playoffs.
Louisville's going down Sunday. That's all I know. You recently scored your 50th career goal, just the seventh player in NWSL history to do that. What did that mean to you? That's a lot of goals.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited about it. I didn't know, obviously, before it happened, but afterwards, it was just a fun, cool stat to see. I think it's just a lot of hard work paying off, and excited to hopefully continue to score lots more.
Hear, hear. More goals for Ashley Hatch. We are on board for that. We're also on board for you to potentially be our best guest in this Pick'em segment. You got to chase down Kenneth Rooks, the Olympic silver medalist. He's 5-2. He's been the best thus far. Do you feel like you're up for the challenge as we present the games this week?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely up for the challenge.
I know you've done your homework for sure. So let's begin with number 16, Utah, who travels to Tempe, Arizona. Is it going to be the Sun Devils or the Utes?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Sun Devils. I'm going to have to go with the upset here because I'm ASU and I feel like I can never choose Utah. So that's what we're going for.
I agree. I think Arizona State is going to upset Utah. Utah's in a weird place right now, still figuring out some things. And I like Cam Scataboo, who's the tremendous running back for the Sun Devils, to continue what he did last week. He had 182 against Kansas. Give me another 100-yard performance against Utah's very good defense.
Hey, for the sake of just being different, I'm going to go with Utah because one of us has to score. I know. I feel like I'm committing the unpardonable sin of the BYU fan book of commandments, but I'm taking Utah here to win in Tempe. Okay, Ashley, if you can forgive me and move on to game number two, we will attempt to do so. It's the only Big 12 game this week without a ranked team in it. Cincinnati 1-1 in Big 12 play. UCF, they've struggled a little bit. They're now 1-2 in Big 12 play. So who are you taking in this game? Is it the Bearcats or the Golden Knights?
I think I'm going to have to go with Cincinnati. Yeah, that's just my pick. They have identical records, so I feel like it's kind of a toss of the coin, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Okay, Ashley likes the
Skyline Chili, right? I like UCF to snap the two-game losing streak. They've struggled the last couple of weeks. I see UCF getting right at home kind of rallying together. Obviously, the hurricane has affected Florida. I think that maybe brings them together in a way that maybe helps them in this game.
Rallying cry with, as you mentioned, Jeremy, the hurricane efforts perhaps. But Ashley's going with Cincinnati, and you and I take UCF. Okay, on to game number three, 11th-ranked Iowa State. They're the highest-ranked team in the Big 12 right now, Ashley. They're a three-point favorite in a tough place to play, Morgantown, West Virginia, which isn't too far away from where you are in the East Coast. Who's going to win this game?
All right, I'm going to have to go with another upset. I'm going to choose West Virginia for multiple reasons. Like you said, tough place to play, but I also, Jeff and I are moving to West Virginia at the end of the year, so I feel like I have to go with West Virginia.
There you go. That's exciting. I go with Iowa State. I like the pick. Iowa State's only given up 10 points a game. That's sixth in the country. Their defense is really good. They can run the ball. I like Iowa State on the road.
And I'm going to go with Ashley and the upset. Let's go with your future home, Ashley, and take the Mountaineers of West Virginia.
Country road, take it. You have to memorize it to live there.
Oh, yeah. I play every time we drive to our house.
I love it. Okay, on to game number four. This is a late night kickoff on ESPN. 18th ranked Kansas State, who BYU just destroyed a couple of weeks ago. They'll play against Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, and his son Shedeur Sanders in Colorado. Both teams are coming off a bye, so Ashley, with the additional rest for both squads, who has the advantage here?
I think I'm going to have to go with Kansas State. Only lost to BYU, so I think they're in a good spot. And so, yeah, that's who I'm going for. That's my pick.
When Kansas State doesn't turn it over a million times and allow punt returns, they're pretty good. BYU made them look silly, right, for a minute. And their success rate on offense and defense is top 25. Give me K-State as well.
Let's make it a trifecta, shall we? We're all going with the Wildcats here. And I think maybe it's because we want them to play really well and we want that win to look better for BYU. So
amen.
I'm going with my heart a little bit here too, but all three of us take Kansas State here. Okay, last but not least, Ashley, 14th ranked BYU hosting Arizona from Tucson, your home state, big noon kickoff, Fox National in town. Cougars are a 4-point favorite. I wonder who you're going to pick here. Who is it going to be?
I wonder. You saved the best for last. Definitely go Cougs. BYU is going to win. That's all I got to say about that one.
Brigham's winning this as well, obviously. We think that. But BYU is going to be explosive in the pass game. They're going to pick off Noah Fifita a couple of times. He's only thrown multiple picks one game ever. It was the last game against Texas Tech.
Jerem, as you pointed out on BYU Sports Nation earlier this week, Jake Retzlaff, statistically speaking, has outperformed the great Noah Fifita. Quarterback play and a home field for BYU are what are going to make the difference this week. All three of us choose BYU, the Cougars, to get to 6-0. All right, Ashley, as we wrap up, we should note that you don't have as many games to pick, but we'll go by win percentage, okay? So if you go like 4-1, that's better than 5-2. You get 4-1, you're going to be the champ. You feel good about this?
Yeah, I like my odds. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be watching a lot more college football now this weekend.
And good luck this weekend against Racing Louisville FC, and good luck with your Big 12 picks. Great to catch up with you, Ashley. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Good to see you guys.
Always nice to have one of the elite professional women's soccer players on the show.
She's awesome, man. Best of luck to the Washington Spirit the rest of the year.
They're in the playoffs. She said, just trying to get more home games.
They're tied for second in points.
Trying to get more home games. All right, a busy weekend in the BYU sports world, if you haven't been paying attention. We are here for it, ready for it, and we will give you a brief preview once again as we wrap up today's show. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B on a Friday. I'm Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out today's headlines.
Number 14, BYU football plays Arizona tomorrow for Eastern. Big noon kickoff in town. Of course, 2 Eastern pregame festivities on BYU TV and BYU Radio. How about number 23, women's volleyball sweeping number 18, Baylor. Great performance. Career high 18 kills from Ellie Mortensen. Big game with number 17, TCU tomorrow night, 9 Eastern on ESPN+. Number 2, men's cross country. Racing this morning in the Dellinger Invite in Eugene, Oregon. Cougars in the NFL loaded as well. Daniel Schneeman's in the MLB playoffs with the Cleveland Guardians. And 5 Cougars are competing at the Black Desert Championship on the PGA Tour. What a weekend. Not to mention that it's a big-time recruiting weekend for 2 notable basketball recruits, one of which is expected to be a future number one pick in the NBA draft.
Wild.
And then there are some college football players potentially for BYU next year. Notable tight end in town as well that BYU is very interested in. Excited about this weekend for BYU athletics.
Opportunity knocks to leave a very, very strong impression for all of those recruits on campus.
And real quick, Cougar Nation, show up at Big Noon Kickoff. This is an opportunity to show the country what we're all about. Got to have a great crowd there. I fully expect the Rock to be rocking. If you can make it there, get there in the morning, 8 to 10 local time. They open up stuff at 6:30 a.m.
The best sign gets a cash prize.
So $500.
Let's go.
Multiple prizes. How about that?
Our question of the day, what's on the line tomorrow for BYU when they host Arizona? Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated comes in from UT Perkins on Instagram, who says a 10-win season. Rankings don't matter now. If BYU wins 10 games, they're probably in the conference championship game. Oof.
Mm.
Is a 10-win season the key to get there?
That'd be fun.
Today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
As mentioned, big recruiting weekend for BYU. Not to mention, be able to showcase everybody what BYU is about. UCF apparently had 5,000 people at Big Noon Kickoff. Let's exceed that. Let's go. 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, our thanks to today's guests, Joel Klatt, Brady Quinn, and Ashley Hatch.
Loaded lineup, and of course, no time for Dennis because Joel, Brady, and Ashley, that's pretty good.
For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spence Winton. Shout out to Arizona native and a guy who beat Arizona at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, Max Hall.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow for game day. Go Cougs.